We'll have Stephanie start us out by calling roll.
Joyce Still.
Here.
David Happ.
Here.
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell. Mike Smith.
Here.
Deb Roush.
Thank you. There's a copy of the agenda in the packet. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? If not, can I have a motion to approve?
I move we approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Citizen input, public participation. Okay, seeing none. We're going to skip president's comments and go straight to approval of the board meeting minutes from December 13th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Financial information. The bills are presented on page 7 through 10.
I move we approve.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Great. New business. We have a section here for discussion by the board. Is there any board comments? All right, we'll move ahead then to the mid-year progress report from CU Able.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hopefully you guys all have one of these on your table. We didn't make quite as many as we should have, but I figured you guys can probably share if you need to.
All right. Thank you so much for letting us come and talk to you and give us kind of giving you our mid-year report of what exciting things we have done and what we're going to do for the next 6 months. We wanted to give you a little background about who how CU Able started and who we kind of are as an organization, so you'd get a little more feedback on, or you could know a little bit more about us. We are a group of passionate individuals that are helping, helping individuals and those involved in their care by creating a safe and accepting support network within the local community. We focus not only on advocacy and awareness, but we also try to help our members incorporate self-care into their routine by hosting social events and then also educational events as well. We started as a group of four moms in 2014. And we started as a Facebook group originally, and then with also a parent support group meeting. We started, I was looking for something that was not necessarily a specific diagnosis. So there, for my daughter, she was born with spina bifida and hydrocephalus and a bunch of other bonuses that we found along the way. And so there wasn't really a specific group for us to go participate in. And so we were trying to find something for the people that didn't have specific disabilities in the community to help share our joys and our concerns and also find where we could get help throughout the community. As a parent of a newly diagnosed child, it is very hard to know exactly where to start on the path. You're handed this diagnosis, but then where do you go? And so finding that was important to me. And hooking up with other families was really important because they've been through it. They kind of had some tips and tricks and some little things. Diane was another mom that started with us or started together.
And same thing for me. My daughter had a somewhat rare diagnosis. She's got childhood apraxia of speech and global apraxia, which is pretty rare, becoming more diagnosed. But it was like there's nobody local that I can talk to. Nobody understands what I'm going through. At least that's how you feel when you're just starting out. And on top of that, she was also a foster child, so we were getting some interesting support at that point for her issues. So just looking for a place to go and talk to other moms who get it or other parents who get it. So that's kind of how we came together, and then Amy joined us. So it's been a good group to help out.
So this is kind of what it, I guess probably the best image of what it feels like when you're newly diagnosed. It's just all these words and acronyms just like thrown together. And so as a parent, that's how I definitely felt, is there's just all this stuff you have to learn very quickly. And so it was a little overwhelming, but it's all done with love. So.
So we wanted to give you guys a little report on what we've done since we started with the Disability Board grant. So since July 1st, we've done a number of things. The most important thing that we think we do each year, other than providing support for families, is a mom's retreat, and we've done that now for 4 years. We're coming up on our fifth. That is one of the things that's very – I went to one in Springfield that was provided by StarNet, and once I did that and connected with other moms in the area, getting just away and not having to worry about the daily needs of my child and focus on myself for a few minutes was very important. And so we brought that to Champaign. We wanted to do that here as well. It is – we also have done it takes moms and caregivers of kids with special needs from the Champaign County. This year, we were able to extend it to a two-night stay, and that was partnered with, obviously, the Disability Board grant, StarNet, and Newman Center on campus. It is not a religious retreat, but Newman has been really good about partnering with us, and this year they extended a free second night, so we were able to afford to have to let people stay for two nights and get that pulled out of that of their situation for a couple days. You'll see on the next page some of the testimonials from moms that it's an amazing retreat. And this one, quote, "I cannot express how beneficial these retreats are to me and my family. Thank you so much. We appreciate all that's done." And I think that is such a testimonial about how important these retreats are. Some of the other things we've done socially, we did a play day out at the Pumpkin Patch, Negengard's Pumpkin Patch out in Sydney, and that was just a day for families to get together, get to know each other, do things that we wouldn't normally do. The kids got to see all the animals, they got to pick pumpkins, so it was just a great day for families to get together. We also did a family dinner, and that is what's so important about that is a lot of times you go out in public with your kids. Some of them have behavior issues, so you know if you try and go out in public in a normal setting, you feel like everybody's staring at you. If one of the kids, you know, has a little meltdown or whatever, so what's nice about those family dinners is that we're together, we're in a private room, the kids can do what they need to do, the parents can get again some time to talk about what's going on, and we all just get away from normal life for a few minutes. The other thing that we've done is a couple of educational events. We did a special needs financial planning event with West Point Financial. We've done a special needs trust and guardianship talk with Deb Frank Finan. And all these people are donating their time to us because we just don't, our finances, come from you guys and some small fundraisers that we've been able to do along the way. So we're really fortunate that we have so many volunteers in Champaign-Urbana to help out with these things. The most recent thing we've done is an advocacy for special education. That was presented by Mike Shea. Some of you may know him. He used to live in Champaign-Urbana. And he now works in Springfield for Equip for Equality. So he came out and talked about IEPs and all those acronyms that go along with IEPs and helping us through kind of the legal system with that and how to help our kids. The other thing that we do regularly, Meredith alluded to earlier, is parent support meetings. We've been able to partner with Stevens Family YMCA. They have donated space to us. When we first started in 2014, they were able to provide us a moderator, which helped in us learning how to be a support group together. And then last year, 2 years ago, I think we didn't really need that anymore, so they just provided us space to work together. They provide their child watch program, so our kids can go there. If we're members of the YMCA, we get free child care there. And if we're not members, it's a very nominal fee for the kids to go there for a couple of hours so that we can spend some time talking about different things. A lot of times we'll talk about medical needs. We'll talk about just, you know, school needs, things like what are appropriate gifts for our kids for Christmas, things like that. So it's really important to get together. Some new things that we've added this year, Meredith was able to find a program. One of the big concerns that we parents have a lot is diapering. I know it seems kind of trivial, but a lot of our kids end up in diapers for very long periods of time. And we partnered with Jet.com, and they provided us some diapers that are a little bit less expensive. We can order them in quantities. They can get delivered, depending on how much they order, they can either get delivered to the parents' homes or to Meredith, and she gets them delivered across town for people. And as you know, the last couple meetings, we've been trying to learn how to use Facebook Live so that we can bring these kind of events, like the board meeting and some of our educational events, to parents where they are. So some of them will watch live. Some of them will watch at home in the middle of the night when they have time. And we think that's really important to be able to bring the resources to the parents at their where they are right at the time. Facebook Live, the first thing we did was the meeting last month here. And I think over 117 people have watched that. So if you think about the population here, we generally have maybe 40 people the most. We were able to reach out to 117 other people in the disability community and get that knowledge out to them. That Equip for Equality presentation we did, we partnered with the Champaign Library for space and Mike for Equip for Equality. We had about half a dozen people live at the presentation, which was, I thought, great because we had not done a great job of advertising ahead of time, so it was short notice and we had that many people show up. We had about 12 people watching during the presentation because they weren't able to get out to the library, and we've had over 236 people watch it since then, which is pretty stunning to me. So I think that's very successful. So Meredith is going to talk about some of our specific stats related to the board reports.
I have to be on the mic.
Yep.
We had, in the first quarter, 32 new children that were served by CU ABLE and 37 new family members. We held 4 events, and we gained 21 new Facebook members. In the second quarter, we served 3 new children, 4 new family members. We held 4 events, and we gained 43 new Facebook members. We're going to talk about the Facebook community because that's a large portion of how people find out about us and how they become more involved in doing the in-person activities. At least when I was new on this journey, it was a little hard for me to be able to get out and feel comfortable out in the community. So the online community provides the comfort and secureness before you go out in the public with your family. So it's a nice meshing of you can be as involved as you want, but yet still get the support. We're a strong online community. We have, I think, close to 670 members now that are on there that include everyone from parents to therapists to even doctors. There's doctors that are recommending you need to join this community. Even students, there are individuals with disabilities on there, and grandparents as well. The grandparents surprise me, but they definitely want to learn and get involved too. So it's nice to have that large community base. Some testimonials about people that just like the CU ABLE Facebook page. It's a wonderful resource with up-to-date information, supportive and encouraging staff, and a real understanding of how to support us where we are with our families on this journey of life with challenges. And then it's a wonderful networking tool for us as parents. I don't choose to spend time attending many support type meetings, as it's another time constraint that pulls away from my family. But a quick note, QA recommendation is stellar any time of the night or day. Other families often have thoughtful and useful advice, so this is my parenting network support group. Keep up the great work, and thank you. So when we reach out, people are finding us via friends or newly diagnosed families or families that have been in the community that are just finding out about us. So it's interesting to we like to pull the stats just to see kind of when people find us, and then also when people are Facebook always also allows you to figure out when people are actually live commenting. And surprisingly, Wednesday at like 11 p.m. seems to be the most popular time of day, which we thought was interesting, but that's real life. I mean, that's when you have put your kids to bed, you're calming down, it's the middle of the week, things have either gone really good or really bad for the week, and you're looking for help. So it's Wednesday or Thursday are the most popular days. And then this just goes to show you how many members. You can join a Facebook group, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're active. You can be members of groups and have thousands of groups you're members of. But this is interesting because it shows the total members of our group and how many are active. And it's very close to being most of the people on that group are active quite frequently. So we thought that was a very interesting statistic. And then this shows you just how many posts and comments and reactions, just to kind of show that there is a lot of commenting and engagement throughout the Facebook community, which is really nice to see. And it's not always the same people, which is nice. If you have knowledge about something, they're generally will speak up about that topic. So it's nice to see other faces, so to speak, pop up and comment. That's Facebook.
So over the next couple quarters, what we're expecting to do, we've organized some events, social events for families and community advocacy events. The first thing we're going to be doing is going to Bloomington to a new place called Rock the Spectrum. And what's interesting about this is the family that opened this gym in Bloomington, the way we found out about it is the mom is also a foster mom. I don't know if I mentioned that our family is a foster family for medically fragile kids. And I met her through that group and suggested she come to the mom's retreat last July. And that's kind of how that all came together. So it's, you know, those connections that we're making through our community that is a broad disability community rather than just being focused on one diagnosis is really important. We will be doing some advocacy at the Disability Expo, which I'm sure you are all familiar with. And in April, we will also be having a presenter from Family Matters come up, and she's going to do an IEP workshop. What we did last year is we kind of talked about the whole process of IEPs in the first half of the meeting, and then people actually wrote IEP goals with some professionals there to make sure that they were goals that were very measurable for families. A lot of times those goals are kind of hit or miss on the ability to measure the actual progress of your children. So they're going to help us write those from a professional standpoint, which is wonderful that we have that resource in the state. The other thing that we are diligently working on is our website. So taking a step out of Facebook and actually having a little more public face for us. Because the Facebook group is closed, so not everybody can read things in there. We'd like to make a website. Kind of the structure has been put together, and we hope to have the main content of it available by March, so basically an introduction to CUABLE, some of our events that are listed. Possibly, we're talking about having like a kind of a Q&A section there as well. And then the big part of it that we're trying to create is a resource section. One of the things that gets asked in Facebook a lot are questions related to doctors, dentists. Seems to be come up probably once a month on who can help me with my pediatric issues, hairstylists. So all these broad things that people are really looking for help with, you know, IEP advocates, and we're trying to get a resource page together of family recommendations, and we think that's really important for the community. So I think, do you guys have any questions about what we're doing or who we are?
I don't have, pardon me. Mm-hmm. I don't have a question, but as I listened to you talk and looked at your slides, I went back about 40 years, and I don't know, this is maybe what you're going to say. Those Thursday nights you talked about,
mm-hmm.
I know how tough those are. And we didn't have any place to go
right.
on 10 o'clock on Thursday night or 9 o'clock maybe. When you'd had just a horrific week and you needed to talk to somebody and your own family can't help you because they really don't understand. They're not there every day
right.
and they're not there all day. So I think I just wanted to give you some praise for having found an outlet that allows people to communicate, to depend on each other, to pass information on, because I think it would have been wonderful if we had had something like that.
Thank you.
So,
I'm going to second that. I don't think there's anything more important than parent support. And so I'm very happy to see this. And like Mike, it takes me back as well. A lot of things got started in this community because parents got together and really worked to find out what they needed to do to get something going for their children. That's a universal thing. And when we fund parent groups, I think we get the biggest bang for our buck. I do. But I also, as a parent,
right.
Obviously, people that understand what is going on is really important for other parents, especially when their children are young and you really don't know where to go or what to do. Also, things like the Disability Resource Expo, contacting agencies that really help out all the time. Mm-hmm. Those are really important things, and when parents aren't aware of those, it's very nice to have something like what you're doing. So I commend you for it. I think it's extremely important. Agencies cannot do everything. They are wonderful, and I support them 100%. But I think parents need support of other parents as well. So I commend you. Thank you very much for what you're doing.
Thank you.
I'm a member of the Facebook group. I want to tell you I enjoy reading the posts. One of the things, the reasons I think you guys are so successful and you're going to continue to be successful is that you cover a wide range of disabilities, because if you find a parent group that's too focused, then you rely on the same parents to participate. But because you guys are such a broad group, I think you'll continue to be successful because you have more parents to draw from. So I think it's great. Keep it up.
Thank you. That's one of the things that we really wanted to focus on is being broad, because so much of the journey, it doesn't matter what your diagnosis is, a lot of the journey is the same for people. We all have medical needs. We all have behavior needs. We all use the same resources in different ways. So we thought that was really important to keep it a broad scope.
Yeah, it shows. Thanks. Any other questions for CU ABLE? Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
The next item on the agenda has to do with the CCMHB and CCDDB personnel policy. It's included in the packet, but I think Stephanie's going to talk about it a little bit. No? And maybe at least you can mention how this came before the Mental Health Board and back to us.
Okay. Well, I think in Lynn's decision memo, she explains that these are changes that the county initially did, and then we went through and corrected typos, and where certain words weren't relevant anymore, we took them out. So this was brought before the Mental Health Board last week, and they approved it with an amendment on page 74. It's something that we missed. Page 74, section 9, where it says the executive committee. The executive committee does not exist anymore, and they moved that the executive committee be replaced with the two board presidents. So they approved this personnel policy with that change.
All right, so we had the decision. Oh, go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to ask, is that what you need from us?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have the decision memorandum in the packet that asks us to approve the CCMHB and CCDDB personnel policy with the revisions as described. Is there a motion to approve?
I move that we approve.
Any discussion? Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Mark. Thank you. Next in the packet is the IDHS DDB's person-centered planning process. There's just a briefing memorandum including there. In there, there's no action required. Okay, we're going to open the floor to agency successes.
Hi, I'm Becca Obachowski with Community Choices.
Annette Becker, DSC.
So we wanted to just give you a quick update on what we've been working on with the LEAP Employment First initiative that we're in partnership on. The biggest updates about that is that we've just continued to train businesses around the town. We have one coming up next week up in Rantoul. So we really focused on getting a group of Rantoul businesses together to sort of it's today. Sorry. This week is getting away from me. Yes, it's today. and it's up in Rantoul. And there, I believe there's 15 businesses. So I know that they were getting a couple at the very last minute. So that number may fluctuate slightly. But we were really excited about how many people are participating. We have one coming up in the next couple weeks with the Champaign Forest Preserve. Gotten a lot of interest lately from some of sort of our more local, like city of Urbana, mm-hmm. libraries, that kind of thing. So it's nice to have some of the bigger institutions in town that are excited and ready to participate.
And we've really kind of focused on reaching out to the smaller communities. We also recently had a LEAP presentation in Mahomet. And, you know, it's kind of one day, but it's for 2 hours, but it's a culmination of a lot of outreach and networking, hooking up where are we going to have these meetings. The one in Mahomet, the food was actually donated. They wanted to have a lunch, the same at Parkland College. So there's a lot of work that goes into pulling these off, and it's pretty exciting.
And I think one of the things, too, that we've focused on a lot more this year is to have these group trainings. And I think that it, as a way to help businesses be engaged and connect with each other and have it just be something that's the culture of business here in Champaign County, that doing those is really important and really exciting and hopefully a way that, you know, those businesses can continue to kind of connect together and share ideas and, you know, share solutions together, too. So it's sort of not just us, but it's the whole community that's kind of addressing and thinking about these issues and trying to be inclusive. So it's exciting.
Thank you.
And then I'll just talk briefly on behalf of just Community Choices. I just wanted to say sort of on sort of piggybacking off of what you guys are doing, it's really exciting to hear that there's so much support going into, you know, family networks. And that's definitely something that we've done too. So last night was actually the first night of our family support group, which we started. we've seen this as kind of a way to sort of help to support the community that we have at Community Choices in terms of what parents are sort of wrestling with as their adult children are older and sort of are facing a sort of a new set of challenges. So I believe that the topic last night was sort of how to communicate and connect with like your friends and family about the fact that, you know, your life situation might be slightly different from, you know, their life situation of their adult child who's 30 or 25, and really just being able to talk about that and think about some strategies and solutions for what might make that easier for people, and also just to kind of support each other and say, like, yep, this stuff is really hard, and that journey continues. So it's great to hear that the younger folks are doing that too. So, and then also just on the employment front, we had a very exciting sort of update this week. An individual that we've been working with sort of on and off for about a year. We started the employment process with him about a year ago, and after kind of going through our discovery model and talking to a number of businesses, the individual was kind of like, you know what, I actually don't think this is for me. So we kind of took a break. And then just recently in the last month or so, maybe right before Christmas, he actually came up with a new idea just on his own and reached out to that business and said, you know, contacted the employment specialist that he was working on to say, like, yeah, I have this idea and I'm starting to put it in motion and will you support me? And so now this person is going to be starting. It's a volunteer position with a, sort of a professional that he's been working with over the course of several years and kind of helped to negotiate that on his own, which we're really, really excited about, as this is somebody who having a sort of a natural organic thing that can be his idea and something that he has a lot of ownership over, I think is going to be a real success for him. So we're really excited about that. And it's just in its beginning stages, but we always love when those opportunities arise. So thanks. Any questions?
No, thanks. Thanks, Becca. I'm going to go ahead and bump item 13, agency information, to this point. Is there any other agency that wants to give any reports at this time? Okay, item 9 is old business. In the packet, you'll have the meeting schedules and acronyms as always. Item 10, CCMHB. Mark, do you have anything you want to add at this time?
The Mental Health Board met last week. As you already know, they approved the personnel policy. We also had an action item related to a consolidation of one of our, following the merger of Prairie Center into Rose with Rose Grants, which was effective January 1. Our two Parenting with Love and Limits programs were consolidated into one contract. And we have a study session this evening with three agency presentations. So
thanks.
Thank you.
We went through the first part of the meeting pretty quickly, maybe before some people arrived. So if there's any other citizen input or public participation, we'll take that now. All right, staff and consultant reports, they're included in the packet, but Stephanie or Chandra, if you guys want to discuss any of that, anything in particular?
Just if you have any questions, feel free to let me know. And then also I just wanted to note that I'm actually doing a CLC training with CU Able this weekend.
Great. Any board announcements? If not, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Wow. That was fast.
It was great.